Magic lamp? Wonder what happens when I rub it.
You have awakened me. I shall grant you 3 wishes.
My first wish is for economic development. My second wish is to save hours of travel time. And my third wish is to create safer roads.
You could have just wished for bus rapid transit and gotten all these things with one wish.
Make all your transit wishes come true. Learn more about bus rapid transit at indigo.net/bus-rapid-transit.
I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand, walking through the streets of Soho in the rain.
Good morning, it is 1048. It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC. Hammer's joining us in the studio. What are you doing? Are you looking for classified documents?
My headphones are just...
Rob's down on the floor.
Hammer will back me up on this. We have a continued issue with headphones in this place.
Right, and... last week, someone, and maybe it's our engineer staff, so hats off to them, they put a wicker basket here of multiple headphones, and this is important, with adapters in the studio. Mm-hmm. Because we have to plug our headphones into this little jack, and you have to have the right adapter. Now, I don't know what happens after Friday at 7 o'clock, and by the time Tony Katz... let's just, for argument's sake, say he comes to work, is here on Monday, all the headphone adapters and jacks leave. And I don't know if it's Ethan, if that's no good rotten Abdul, if it's the gun guy, whoever keeps stealing the adapters, I say we send them to Guantanamo.
Well, we had this issue this morning, too, because someone had messed with the on-air computer and had not put it back so we couldn't stream the first segment of the show on YouTube. What? And the issue with the board. Now, you're guilty of this with the camera. You never put the camera back, but at least that's an easy fix. Why don't people put things back where they found them?
Why don't you stand up like a good broadcaster is supposed to?
Why would I do that? I'm looking at the screen. I'm actually doing research during my show.
Because I've got the camera set up to where if you're standing up like you're supposed to do in a broadcast, it's right there.
Where was that written down at broadcast school? You must stand up during your broadcast.
Oh yeah, it opens up your diaphragm so that you can project better.
Thank you.
It also helps with your energy level.
Brownsburg education coming through really good in those communication classes, isn't it, Skippy?
I'm totally not kidding.
I barely got an education.
I've actually even asked our bosses, Matt and David, like, you know, they're talking about if and when we ever move studios because of the, you know, new owners, are we going to have a stand-up board?
Right, and Nigel said he would stand up as well, except for he's getting old and he can't see, so if he has a note in front of him, that keyboard's pretty far away from when you stand up.
But seriously, like, why do people keep messing with stuff and not putting it back? Okay, I took, you know, that adapter, as you said, or I did something with the computer. Are we just not teaching common decency anymore? What's going on here?
Let me ask you a question. Are those your headphones?
No. But they're always right here. They're the same place, right? I keep them in the same place.
And I bring my own, and I put whatever headphones are right there back in the said wicker basket. Here, Casey, show everybody the basket in question here on the YouTube.
Because here's the deal, guys. It's kind of like a doctor with a stethoscope. You know, they have their own stethoscope.
Right.
They don't share one. I have my own headphones. I bring these with me in every studio I go into. This is my... you know.
Right. And I have my own, unless I'm running way late like I was today.
Yeah.
But they're in my office. I usually take them everywhere. But in the event you need an emergency set of headphones or you have a guest in studio, this is where the basket, this is where the headphones and adapters are supposed to be. But something happens after Friday at 7 o'clock from the time we get back here on Monday.
Okay. Let's talk about something positive, shall we?
No. Let's rip on the people. Let's name suspects here.
Okay. All right. Because that's fine. I tried to take the high ground.
No. Because part of me thinks it's Abdul.
He's never here, though.
Well, he's here, but he always makes it look like he's working, but he's not doing anything.
Yeah, that's true.
He's laying the groundwork for his possible mayoral run, so I think he's networking, but sometimes he's in other studios, and I know he doesn't have his own headphones, because that would require him to spend a little bit of money.
This is an investment into your career.
It is. Thank you, Casey.
Okay, so
he's suspect number one.
Ethan could certainly be someone, although Ethan is he's a business owner. He's pretty prompt person, so
right.
That, you know, I don't think Ethan
the home and garden guys are usually on the road. Now, once in a while, they're in studio.
No, they're here all the time now.
Are they? I thought they did their shows on the road.
Oh, no, no, no. They're the ones who don't put the cameras back. Pat and Denny, you know, the slung all over the place.
Well, hold on here. Now we may have a ball game here because there's a lot of people involved in that Home and Garden show. Mm-hmm. And honestly, you know where I think the blame...
Don't you besmirch Terry Stacey's name.
No,
I will not have it.
I'm going to bash Allison.
Okay.
Yes. Allison is the producer of the Home and Garden show, and she's like part of the team there. And I bet... It's her parting gift just to make our lives miserable.
Yes, Kevin.
Yeah, we have Denny Smith on hold, and he would like to defend the weekend crew.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Yes, go ahead.
Here we go.
Denny, why do you always destroy our cameras? Go.
No, we don't mess with your cameras. Pat does. He puts them under the chair. Listen, we find so much stuff on the floor because that afternoon crew, that Hammer and Nigel, or Nigel and Hammer, whatever their name is, they drop stuff on the floor. We find those adapters. Rob, look in front of your station, your display, and there's a whole bunch of them.
Oh, yeah, there they are.
There.
Yeah, they're right here.
That's because those jackasses from 3 o'clock to 7 o'clock throw them on the floor when they're done with them.
You know what this sounds like? Remember when OJ came out with the book, If I Did It? That's what Denny Smith sounds like right now.
No, no, no. Here,
look, I am not going to patronize somebody that grew up in Beech Grove. I'm a Speedway spark plug, and I won't even carry your water, pal.
Here's the thing, Denny. I think you're onto something because you guys never put that board back after you do your Wish TV hit. Every morning when I come in, the board is not put back. The camera's not put back. Why wouldn't you be the most likely suspect here? I'm with Denny Smith.
What would I need adapters for? Nigel and I have our own headphones.
Just to be difficult.
Do you remember when we used to have cleaning supplies in the studio? I think we went through them in about 3 months. We had a year's supply, and we went through a year's supply in 3 months because of that 3 o'clock to 7 o'clock crew on the weekday.
Now, hold
there's
on here.
Stains all wet. There's beer stains. I even thought I found some alcohol. I mean, we're talking high-priced hooch stains on the...
No.
Let's start with the cleaning supplies, because, Rob, you know, a lot of that is my own stock.
That's true.
And I bring them in here, and then those no-good freeloaders on the weekend, the Home and Garden show, they steal my stuff from my home and my garden.
Yeah, that's true. Very good.
Listen,
that's a fair point.
Those cleanup wipes... Those are not face tissues. Somebody's using them to clean up their face, and I think it's Beech Grove.
No, come on, Denny. We don't clean things in Beech Grove, hey, so that argument is moot.
Hey, Denny, while we got you here, you got any culprits on who's destroying the community bathroom across the hall from us? You know who that might be?
I was told when I came there 20 years ago that was only for news personnel. We weren't allowed to use it.
Really?
So I go down the hall. Yeah. We were told it was the little newsman's room.
Interesting.
The little newsman's room. We weren't supposed to go in there because they were always in a hurry.
My concern is that there's somebody very, very sick in the newsroom because in the event that one of us have to go in there like really quickly during a commercial break, sometimes you walk in there and I don't know if I should call the coroner or if I should call the police.
Yeah, Matt Bear came out of the other day and he was cussing up a storm to the point he felt so bad about how he was treating me. He came back with a banana and said, I'd like to offer you this as a peace offering for yelling at the bathroom.
One of these days you'll have to have me on so I can tell you stories of the plumber's tales. We call that splatter poopy.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Denny, real quick, while we've got you, you and Pat might know, Hammer and I are desperately trying to find old tapes of Dave the King Wilson where Bobby Heenan was the fill-in host. Do you know if any of those exist anywhere?
I don't know. I know that there came a point with one of the former program directors that he said, just get rid of him. There was a storage issue, and just get rid of him. You can call Dave. I'll text you his phone number. You reach out to Dave. He may keep them. I don't know. But one of the program directors from about 12, 13 years ago just cleared stock, and that's too bad.
Oh, man.
Denny, you're the man. Thank you, my friend.
Denny!
Take care. Yeah, bye-bye now.
What's coming up this afternoon?
You're going to come by and go off the rails, and we'll have the biggest stories of the day.
Thanks, Hammer. It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC. London.